There are two critical numbers that you need to know in order to figure out your product pricing: your production costs and market rates for your types of product. On today's episode, I'm going to share why you need to know your numbers and how they factor into your profit margins and your company growth. I'm even going to walk you through a specific example of how you can avoid leaving thousands of dollars on the table each and every year. But real quick, if you are struggling with product development and pricing and you need more support, I want to invite you to join the waitlist for Proof to Product Labs at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Doors to labs will open soon, and next quarter we will be focusing entirely on strengthening your product line, including product expansion, overseas manufacturing, or simplifying your workflows. Again, head to prooftoproduct.com/labs. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes, and let's get started. All right, friends, there are two critical numbers that you need to know in order to figure out your product pricing. And this conversation is going to be relevant whether you're selling wholesale or direct to consumer. You need to know two things: your production costs and the market rates for the types of products you're selling. The first is knowing your production costs. And by that, I mean, how much does it cost you to create one single unit of your product right now, using the manufacturing methods, the quantities, and the materials that you're currently utilizing? The second number you need to know is the market rate for the type of products you're selling. We have to do our homework and research what the market will bear, meaning how much can we charge without pricing ourselves out of the market. Let's look first at our production costs. It's important to remember that production costs are going to differ for each and every product category that you sell, and from company to company. So if you're sitting down and talking to one of your friends, they sell the same type of products you sell, they are very likely going to have different production costs than you. If you're selling candles and another company is selling candles, it is very likely that their production costs will be different due to their different circumstances, manufacturing methods, and general overhead. As mentioned, your production costs will vary based on a number of factors. Things like, how are you producing your products? Are they handmade by only you, for example, or do you outsource your manufacturing? If you outsource your manufacturing, are you producing things in small batches, small runs, or are you outsourcing in very large quantities? If you're doing larger quantities, your price per piece is going to be less, and therefore your profit margin is going to be higher. In addition, what markets are you catering to? Are you using very high quality materials and catering to a luxe market? Or are you using standardized materials and focused on mass market appeal? Neither one of these is wrong, but I just want to show you that your business is going to be different than someone else's. Also, what is your overhead like, and what are your plans for growth? Do you plan to hire sales reps or sell through distributors? Do you have a higher overhead in your business that needs to be absorbed into the cost of these products? Again, as you can see, every business will approach their production and fulfillment differently, and there will be different product costs tied to this based on your answers to all of these questions. All of these details will factor into how you create your products, how you fulfill your products, and therefore what you're spending to create that individual product. Again, everyone's product costs are different, their circumstances and their profit margins will also differ. But our goal here is to get your expenses as low as possible so that you can put more money into your pocket. Calculate your production costs for each and every type of product that you offer at least once a year. And as you scale, I want you to revisit these numbers even more frequently than annually. If you're changing manufacturing partners or if you're upping your quantities that you're producing, that's a natural time for you to rerun these numbers. And don't forget, the lower your production costs, the higher your profit margins are going to be. All right, now that we've worked your numbers up from your production costs, I really want to look at what the rest of the market is doing so that you are priced consistently with them. Research the average retail price for similar products on the market and look at companies. This is a big part of it. Look at companies that are similar size to your business and that sell products that are comparable in terms of size and type and how they're manufactured. Here's what I don't want. I do not want you comparing your business to one that is either much larger or selling in higher quantities if you're just starting out your business. And if you are further along, I don't want you researching brands that are just starting out. I don't want you going to Etsy, for example, and looking at what people are charging there because that's not comparing apples to apples with your business. Look around at peers who are at a similar level, as they will be manufacturing in a similar manner to you in similar quantities. Not exact, but similar. So how do we do this? Where do we find this information? Well, Google and online research are your friend. For example, if you sell sticker sheets, I want you to look at others that are selling sticker sheets in similar sizes with similar packaging. We know that if a sticker sheet sells for, let's say, $5 retail, that the wholesale price is likely going to be $2.50. You won't need access to other people's fair shops or their wholesale catalogs if you're trying to figure out your wholesale pricing. If you know their retail price, you can extrapolate what that wholesale price is going to look like. So again, your wholesale pricing sweet spot is going to be closely aligned with that market rate, your retail price too. Both your retail and your wholesale price are going to be closely aligned with the market rate so that you're not leaving money on the table. I recently shared an Instagram post where I was kind of recapping how I had just reviewed 87 scholarship applications for people that wanted to attend our paper camp program. And one of the biggest mistakes I was seeing is that people were underpricing their product. I shared a very specific example on Instagram, and I'm going to share that here. So you might want to slow this down or take out a piece of paper, but let's pretend that you are just 50 cents under market value for something that you sell. And we're going to talk wholesale numbers here. But let's pretend you're 50 cents under market value. And let's say that your average order contains 60 units. And let's also say that you average 5 wholesale orders a week, which is pretty conservative for a company that's primarily doing wholesale, but we want to keep this manageable. So 50 cents under market, 60 units a week that you sell per order, and 5 orders per week. In this example, you are losing $30 per order, which equates to $150 per week and $600 per month and $7,200 per year that you are losing out on. You could use those funds to pay yourself a higher salary. You could use those funds to reinvest in your business. You could use those funds to create new products, to hire marketing help or other aspects of your team. You could use those funds to invest in professional development for you. It's not just 50 cents, which I think is what a lot of us go to. Oh, it's just 50 cents. It's not that big of a deal. But if you extrapolate that, if you compound it, that is up to $7,200 a year. So as we wrap up this pricing convo, I want to highlight a few key takeaways for you. One, review your production costs and check in on industry pricing at least once a year so that you are maximizing your profit margins and not leaving any money on the table. Two, I want you to keep in mind that industry standards for pricing are in fluctuation. The cost of raw materials are rising, the supply chain issues have made it difficult to source some products, and labor costs are increasing. It's also difficult to find people to hire right now. In order for you to stay competitive, you need to be aware of and stay on top of how these changes are affecting your business. So internally, how are these things affecting your business? And then third, I gently want to remind you that you set the rules for your business. If you see that your costs are rising, you have full permission, not that you need it from me, but you have full permission to raise your prices whenever it is warranted. You don't need to ask permission or apologize to anyone, not your customers, not anyone. I want you to maintain healthy profit margins so that you can continue to create incredible products and support your business and pay yourself. And sometimes that means we need to raise our prices. So I hope this conversation was helpful. I really want you to hone in and know what your production costs are, because that's going to be a metric that we want to get as low as we possibly can. We want to be monitoring the industry rates so that we're staying in alignment with everything else. But ultimately, we want you adjusting as the market is adjusting too. I hope this conversation was a helpful reminder to you to pay attention to these numbers. Oftentimes we let it fall by the wayside, and we really need to be paying attention to our production costs and to industry pricing so that we make sure that we're competitive and in alignment and not leaving any money on the table. All right, friends, that is all I have for you today. Starting in April, we will be focusing on product development inside of Proof to Product Labs. We will have further conversations about pricing and production workflows, sourcing, and more. You can learn more about labs and join our waitlist at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.